High school baseball is built one game at a time, where pitchers work the count, defenses stay disciplined, and hitters wait for the right moment to come through. It's a grind through the season, each inning shaping the path toward the postseason. Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals within reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, we're dialed in. KNCA 103.9 FM. And the high school baseball season broadcast schedule officially upon us. Of course, we had some softball last week kicking things off. Baseball here today in Ozaukee. Always fun coming over here to watch Jeff West today playing host to Hiawatha. Brandon Proffitt alongside. We appreciate it. Brandon Tabman with you. Just got a few extra minutes here as we get set for the first pitch right about 4:30. But you look at both these teams, KP, starting with Jefferson West, of course, sensational season a year ago, making it to the state tournament. They were the league champs and, you know, a 17-0 start to the season. So many accolades for this team, obviously coming up a little bit short in that state tournament first-round game last year against Sabetha, be in mind, of course. So pretty cool to see two big East League teams in that opening round of state last week. But, again, this Jeff West team, let's start with them looking to defend their big East League title and, again, off to a 2-0 start.
Yeah, you highlight a lot of good notes from last year. Of course, the 17-0 start, big East champs in their run to the postseason. But, you know, their first game of the season against Rossville, I feel like that was a statement victory for them. Also, you know, you kind of look at some of the stats from that one. Skahan, he led with 6 hits combined for both those games on his 8 total plate appearances. I think this is a Jeff West team that's going to look to be hot at bat this season. Also, from the pitching standpoint, they rotate a lot of pitching in through it. Cooper Watkins, he'll be starting here today. He had 6 strikeouts to lead the team. Or not lead the team, he was second to lead the team. Thielen, he led it with 9 strikeouts. But I'll tell you what, this is a team that got a lot of balance, a lot of seniors, a lot of upperclassmen, and that's what's really going to pick them up throughout this season, especially with that leadership experience to help them try to go for another postseason run.
Yeah, both these teams get Hiawatha, Jeff West off to 2-0 starts. Finals for Jeff West last Thursday against Rossville, 10-2 and 10-1. So both games pretty comfortable to kick off the league portion and the regular season portion of the schedule. Road team today on the other side, first base side dugout, that's the Hiawatha Redhawks. Of course, a lot of these kids have been playing for multiple years, and, you know, they opened up with 2 big wins against St. Mary's last week, 16-9 and 15-1. You know, last year, about the halfway point, this Redhawks team, they were 6-5, right in the thick of it, playing okay, and then, you know, some things happen. Sometimes things don't go your way. 11 consecutive losses for the Redhawks to end their year at 6-16, including a 1-and-done mark in regional play. But you look down this lineup, it's multi-sport athletes, guys who have been playing, you know, varsity baseball for 2-3 years now. So you want to talk about a potential turnaround in a team that could make some noise in the Big East and off to a good start, I would say it's probably Hiawatha.
Yeah, and Coach Brian Leahy, credit to his team, that this team is going to have a lot of experience this year with the returning starters. And, you know, that's what they're really going to rely on, especially to start this order. You got a couple of seniors start off, Carson Henry, Mike Jensen, Tegan Diller. So I feel like for Hiawatha, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the key on this experience from this team. You look at a lot of these guys from last season, especially Lancaster, who will be starting up on the mound today for Hiawatha. It really starts with him, what he can get done up there and the tone that he sets.
Well, our pregame coverage here on KNZA is high school baseball in Ozaukee. Again, a gorgeous but breezy afternoon, about 85 degrees as we inch up the first pitch. Those winds, what do we look at? About north-northeast, anywhere from 15, 30 miles an hour. I mean, the gusts are going to be there, and I feel like the wind just has not really gone away from us over the last week.
No, and it's really picked up, and I'll tell you what, it's not just something that affects softball, baseball, also it's the track season as well. You know, spring is a very bipolar time of the year, brother. It's a time where, you know, you don't know if you're going to get that wind that helps you or fights against you. So, you know, whatever it is, you know, at the end of the day, weather doesn't wear a jersey. Both teams are going to have to play against, and both teams are going to have to fight it.
Both teams out to an early 2-0 start this season. Jeff West hosting Hiawatha here today. We'll continue our pregame coverage after a timeout. We'll dive into the lineups, get you set for the first pitch here today as well. We'll continue after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabatha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
A good business partner stands by your side through thick and thin. Ag Partners Co-op is a farmer-owned, full-service cooperative providing products and services in the areas of agronomy, energy, grain marketing, feed, tires, and crop insurance. Ag Partners is deeply rooted in the communities they call home and take pride in doing business based on their core values of honesty, integrity, and teamwork. Work with a team that is committed to helping you succeed and achieve your goals on farm and in the marketplace. Your partner in ag through thick and thin. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Ron Kurtz Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kurtz professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kurtz Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, getting closer to the first pitch here this afternoon. Again, it's mainly blue skies. Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman with you as well. Bobby Enneking, our studio producer. Again, mid-80s, little bit of a breeze. We're looking at the flag out in center field, flowing right at the batters here today. And we were kind of talking a little bit off air, just the opportunity for home runs maybe over the fence. Maybe not so much here today. That one going to be a big factor, really both sides of the ball.
Yeah, we talked about that. Again, whether it doesn't wear a jersey, both teams are going to have to fight against at the at-bat. Of course, Hiawatha will be the one stepping up to at-bat first. They got a lot of senior experience, you know, being able to start off at top of the order. So that's what they're really going to lean on is that experience. I think both teams, you know, very upper-class heavy. So that's what both teams are really going to lay on in today.
And then the Jeff West starting pitcher today, Cooper Watkins. You mentioned him a little bit. Of course, pitching last week, 4 innings in that season opener. You know, allowed just a couple of hits, no runs, 6 strikeouts, and 1 walk. He's a first-team All-League kid from last year. Veteran leadership on this team, and one of the leaders for this Jeff West team, again, trying to defend their league championship.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, not just him, but then also everybody else who could really come in from that bullpen and make some work, too. Also, Thielen came in. He had 9 strikeouts in those 2 games, too. So, you know, overall, Jeff West, they returned just not a lot of hitting talent, but a lot of pitching talent, too. And that's what makes them very overall impressive and a very loaded team, especially coming in here this 2026 season.
Again, Jeff West, 2-0. They start their season last week. A couple of comfortable wins, 10-2, 10-1 on the road at Rossville. And then Hiawatha, again, just 6 wins a year ago. So it was good to see them get off to a good start considering they lost 11 consecutive games to end their year last season. So, again, just kind of getting on a right track, at least early in the season. I think it would give the Redhawks some confidence.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I keep talking about it's that experience. I feel like, you know, a lot of these seniors, these juniors, they know how to kind of battle that adversity a little better. And I feel like, you know, once it starts attacking them, hitting them maybe that midpoint this season, they'll be able to bounce back. They'll be able to respond a little bit better. And that's what makes these early point of the season very valuable, especially when you play early competition in the year like Jeff West. You know, a team that was at the state tournament last year, it kind of gives you a judge of, okay, where are we at the early part of the season and where do we need to start making adjustments.
All right, the lineups real quick for both these teams in this game. For Hiawatha, batting first, Carson Henry. He is out in left field. Michael Jensen batting second. He'll be at shortstop. Pagan Diller bats third. He'll be at third. Lucas Lancaster pitching. He'll bat fourth. Cooper Kreider is at second base. He'll bat fifth. Ren Hageman will be batting sixth and out in right field. Braylon Steven Morgan at first base batting seventh. Brenner Lowe is catching batting eighth. And then Alex Ross, the center fielder, batting ninth for the Redhawks. Corbin Mayer leads it off for Jeff West. Jackson Pollard will be in right field batting second. Brody Thielen batting third. Cooper Watkins, Brady Skahan, Colin Croson, and Cooper Knox, Austin Knox, and Ryan Pressler rounds it out. We'll dive into more of the Jeff West lineup right after this. First pitch coming your way next here on KMZA.
We've all heard how the only thing constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bobby Enneking, our studio producer, alongside KP Crennan Prophet. I'm Brandon Tabb in high school baseball here on KNZA. Getting ready for the first pitch. Cooper Watkins on the mound for Jeff West, defending league champs. Again, he'll face Carson Henry, Michael Jensen, Pagan Diller, top three in the Redhawks lineup. KP, what are you looking at and kind of looking forward to here today in this matchup between these two?
Well, I think both teams, again, are going to really lean on that senior experience. I mean, you look at Hiawatha, again, they start that order off nice and strong. Three senior leaders, Carson Henry, Mike Jensen, Tegan Diller, who was a Big East honorable mention last year. You know, he's in that third spot. So, you know, for Hiawatha, they're going to come out and try to get red hot. And, you know, you look at the Jeff West side, they're going to look out and try to set the Sony or Cooper Watkins up on the mound. He's yet to give up a run this season, only one walk, and, again, had six strikeouts in that big win last week.
So here we go. Kind of an early season important doubleheader between these two. Carson Henry, the senior left fielder, in the batter's box on the right side. First pitch from Cooper Watkins, a little bit low in the dirt, ball number one, and we are underway. So again, about mid-80s, hefty breeze coming in right at the face of the batters here today in Ozaki. Is Henry able to fight one off there to even the count? One ball, one strike.
Coming out with the early fastball, nice and in right there.
This is a right v right matchup to kick off this game today. The 1-1 off speed, swung on and missed. That's a really good pitch there by Watkins, and Henry down in the count, 1-2.
All right, nice little sequence here from Watkins. Back-to-back fastballs there, changeup.
So he went off speed, comes back with the heat, and a check down to first base, and Henry kept the shoulder, or the bat on the shoulder, I should say, so he checked his swing in time to even it up at 2-2. Just getting going, first batter of the game, and then the high cheese, and it's a high chopper down the third base line, just barely picked up in foul territory by Thielen. So back to the batter's box goes Carson Henry, and we try it again at 2-2. Now Jeff West in the black uniforms, red numerals and lettering. They're trimmed out in white. Redhawks here today, the road red tops. Blue numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in white as well.
Watkins already early into his first batter, doing a nice job painting the canvas, going all around.
Two balls, two strikes here on Carson Henry. Pretty straight up, middle of the box with that stance, and the 2-2 comes bouncing back into the netting behind home plate, and Henry a good AB here to start. Now it's full at 3-2.
Yeah, went down early 1-2, back-to-back here. He's kept himself in it.
Three balls, two strikes. Pitch by Watkins. It's in the dirt. Ball four. So Carson Henry battling to begin this game, and he'll take first base with nobody out.
Yeah, and that's the first play appearance he'd want to start a game there for Hiawatha. A lot of patience being showed there by a senior leader. You hope that kind of sets the tone here for Hiawatha to start this game.
Just a second walk issued by Cooper Watkins here early on this season. Henry at first base, and that brings up Michael Jensen. Watch Michael yesterday in the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. Here's a stolen base. Good throw from the knees, but not in time. Boy, heck of a play by the catcher in Pressler, but a steal there for Carson Henry, and he's up into scoring position with nobody out.
Yeah, great job by Henry. Of course, staying patient at the at-bat, gets himself on first base, and had no hesitation there to try to take that steal and get it.
That pitch was a called strike, so Jensen down in the count at 0-1. Hiawatha a chance here. Maybe the strike first. Runner at second, nobody out. Watkins sets and fires off speed, tails away outside the zone, and we're evened up at one ball, one strike. Got Tegan Diller in the on-deck circle for the Redhawks. Swept St. Mary's in the two games they played to open the season last Thursday. Came up and in with it, and the check swing went around, and that is a called strike, and Jensen in protection mode. It's now 1-2. Another right v. right matchup here. Henry at second base, nobody out, just getting going top one. The 1-2, little bit up and in, two balls, two strikes.
Watkins is working a lot on these inside pitches, trying to get a couple swings here.
Well, base hits, could potentially get a run on the board. But a 2-2 count here. On Jensen, Watkins taking his time. Pressler setting the spot behind the dish. Here's the pitch, and it is laced back up the middle, out to center field, and that could provide an RBI. They're going to hold Henry at third. So a base hit by Michael Jensen, and the Redhawks cooking here. They're at the corners with nobody out.
Yeah, great location on that swing by Mike Jensen. The shortstop, just a lot of great patience there. Took that swing right down the line and getting himself on first base and his teammate at prime scoring position on third.
Mayer at second, just not quite enough to get there in time to keep it inside the dirt. So now the Redhawks with Tegan Diller, runners at the corners, nobody out here in the first. He shows bunt, pulls back, a fastball catching the upper part of the zone, and Diller falls behind a touch at 0-1.
Well, spoiler here, no outs. I mean, this is just your third batter in the order here, and Diller, they used to mention from last year, so definitely he can take what he likes.
No balls, one strike. Got Carson Henry at third, Michael Jensen at first showing bunt, ball pulled back, and a throw to second for the caught stealing. No, the tag gets away. Michael Jensen finagling around that. Well done to keep himself on the base pass, and now second and third after the second stolen base here in the inning.
Yeah, that throw just a little bit off the line to the right side. Made it hard there for the second baseman to try to make that play turn around and tag the runner. So now two in scoring position here.
But it is 0-2 here on Diller. Here is the pitch by Watkins. Took a little off. It tailed away. And a good eye by Diller. It's now 1-2. So you got Henry at third, Jensen at second. Nobody out here at the top of the first. Both these teams off to 2-0 starts this season. And Watkins sets. Fires, missing with a fastball outside, and from 0-2 to 2-2. Well, seeing these Hiawatha batters here early take some pitches and really work, you know, the count up on Cooper Watkins.
Yeah, they're staying very disciplined right now, and that's very important from especially your senior leaders.
The Watkins taking his time, rocking the blue glove. That one again a little bit outside, and Diller works it from 0-2 to 3-2 with Lucas Lancaster in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, now that's two full counts. He's had to work again. Cooper's Got to try to get this one.
And it's ball four, a little bit low and inside, and the Redhawks have put the first three on here in the top of the first. And KP, the true definition of the cleanup spot, it's Lancaster with the bases loaded.
Yeah, the pitcher here for today for Hiawatha, so give yourself some run support.
Yeah, great opportunity here for the Redhawks. As Watkins pitched four innings last Thursday, walked just one. He's walked two here in the first against the Redhawks today. So here's Lancaster in the first pitch, taking a right down Broadway for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, Lancaster's want to stay patient on that first pitch. That was right down Broadway.
No balls, one strike. Big opportunity here for the Redhawks. Next one, yes, a little bit on the outer edge, but a called strike by home plate umpire Fred Shockey, and it's quickly 0-2.
And Watkins is now just working himself quick, just trying to get this first out here of the inning.
And a high fastball is popped up into foul territory and out of play. And onto the concrete parking lot behind us. It'll stay 0-2.
There's a parking sign behind us that says park at your own risk. So good thing
pretty fair.
Parked right there.
Seems pretty fair. Yeah. Park at your own risk. Another 0-2 coming up here. Bases loaded, nobody out. And that one just sailed away, outer edge, but missing the zone, now 1-2. So we've seen what now? Three straight Redhawk batters fall behind and then kind of work their way back into the count. Obviously still 1-2 here on Lucas Lancaster, but making Watkins work here in the first, and he got him with a breaking ball swing and a miss, and a massive strikeout for Cooper Watkins. His first of today's game, his seventh of the season.
Yeah, that was a really important out to snag there for Watkins, getting himself a little comfortable. Now you can try to get out of this inning potentially with a double play again. Bases loaded, only one out.
Here's the junior second baseman, Cooper Kreider for the Redhawks. And a ground ball, left side, diving is the shortstop, and Cooper knocks, and they get the out at first, but a run is in. I think that's a positive really both ways. Redhawks get a run in, but if you're the Tigers, you get that second out of the inning.
Yeah, no, that was a great sacrifice grounder there for Kreider to get that RBI and score Carson Henry off the third.
So it's an RBI ground out, and the Redhawks out to a 1-0 lead. But still second and third with two down, and the lefty, Ren Hageman, takes first pitch here in the dirt, ball one.
I think if you're Watkins coming out of this inning, which is only one run given up, I mean, that'd be something great to go in the second with.
Got him with the fastball, late on the swing, and Hageman evened up at 1-1. Yeah, I think the Tigers will call it a win if they battle out of this inning with only one run allowed, that next one inside. To Hageman, and it's now 2-1. They got Jensen at third, Diller at second. RBI ground out by Kreider to give the Redhawks a 1-0 lead. Fastball up and outside, now 3-1. Braylon Stephen Morgan in the on-deck circle for the Redhawks. Pitch here by Watkins in there for a called strike. Knee high over the plate, and it's 3-2 here on Hageman.
Yep, third full count. Working this opening inning here for Watkins. See if this time he can come away with it.
Hageman going old school, no batting gloves. Here's a 3-2, and he hits this one out to right field. Coming in on it, unable to get there, is Pollard, and it gets by him, and that is trouble. It gets all the way to the warning track. Both runs come in to score. It's going to be a 2-RBI double by Ren Hageman. And a 3-0 lead and a huge two-out knock there by number 6 in the Hiawatha order.
Yeah, that was just a great knock there by Hageman, the right fielder there for Hiawatha, being able to take advantage of having those, of course, at one point in this inning, bases loaded. But, of course, bases got progressed by Kreider, setting up guys still on second and third. But Hageman reeling them both in. That's a great job.
Here's the big body, Braylon Stephen Morgan, swinging a miss at an off-speed pitch, and he'll fall behind at 0-1. And it's good to see him back competing after, of course, the basketball injury in the sub-state tournament a few weeks ago that might have kept Hiawatha out of the state tournament, but that's neither here nor there. He takes a fastball on the outer edge, and he quickly falls behind here at 0-2.
That's important. Watkins, he's still poised. He's keeping his confidence already. This next batter up after giving that 2-RBI double, he's going up at it quick.
That one missing a touch. Good eye there by Stephen Morgan, and it's 1-2. So Hiawatha has plated three here in the top of the first. Two outs, that runner on second. 1-2 count here. Watkins sets. Chest level. Lance back at second. Here's the pitch to Stephen Morgan. Swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball outside part of the plate. Stephen Morgan caught the breeze, and that ends a very productive first inning for Hiawatha. They get an RBI ground out by Cooper Kreider, a 2-RBI double by Ren Hageman, half an inning in the books. Jeff West coming up as Hiawatha leads it 3-0, just off and running here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Falls City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Long time Credit Profit, Brandon Tamman with you here today in Ozaukee. Our first high school baseball broadcast of the young season. Spring sports just officially kind of off and running here, KP. And for the Redhawks, how about a couple of big knocks providing 3 runs off Cooper Watkins in that top of the first inning?
Yeah, Redhawks on the Redhawks start to start this game first, getting all their 3 seniors that start off the top of the order, Henry, Jensen, Diller, all in. Of course, Henry got on with a walk, and then he had the single by Jensen, walk that got on to Diller. But then, yeah, the 2 hits that helped, get that inning going there for Hiawatha. But it was more important there, but Watkins, he stayed very poised, he stayed very relaxed. He still recorded 2 strikeouts in that inning. So he's still looking to go a little bit of the distance, try to stretch himself out 4 to 5 innings in this game. So he just got to kind of keep that confidence here. But now it's time to get some run support on the Jeff West side.
Bottom of the first inning, Lucas Lancaster towing the slab for Hiawatha facing Corbin Mayer to kick off this home first. And the first pitch is hit well out towards the gap in left center. Ross is running into the gap, and it's going to be Henry, the left fielder, who goes behind Ross to make the catch. Have to imagine, we're kind of far away from that, KP, but had to be some communication between those two for Ross, or excuse me, Henry, to make that play in the gap.
Yeah, that was an incredible play there for Henry to communicate with Ross out there between that gap out from left and center field, especially with that high wind pushing again kind of towards the in-between of them. So, yeah, that was definitely some good communication to get that play made.
A one pitch, one out, and here comes Jackson Pollard, the junior right fielder, takes one in there from Lancaster for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Redhawks leading it 3-0 here in the home first. Here's the pitch off speed. It's ground ball, playable left side. Diller at third. That is a beautiful play in time and quickly out number 2. That'll bring up the senior third baseman, Brody Thielen.
Yep, strong defensive start here for Hiawatha. Nice plays out from the outfield, now the infield.
And going around the diamond behind Lancaster, Diller at third making that play. You got Jensen at short, Kreider at second, Stephen Morgan at first. You got Lowe behind the dish. Henry, Ross, and Hageman left field to right field. First pitch off speed, ends in there catching the top of the zone, and Thielen starts behind at 0-1.
A good little opening pitch there for Lancaster against Thielen.
Trying to go 3-up, 3-down here in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch, fastball, missing low and inside. 1-1 here on Thielen. Well, plenty of these kids, part of the, of course, the great football season. Thielen a big part of that nice run that Jeff West made back in the fall. Lancaster's next pitch a little low and outside. Now 2-1. That's from the right side. Lancaster, a right-handed thrower. Mayer flew out to left. Pollard a ground out to third. And Thielen with 2 outs and nobody on, trying to keep this inning alive for the Tigers. Another off speed and just missing outside. 3-1 here on Thielen. Cooper Watkins in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, Thielen did a nice job, but just staying patient here on his first appearance here at the plate.
Here's the kick and delivery. Another one in the dirt, and that's 4. So Thielen, the first base runner here in today's game for Jeff West. And with 2 outs, he'll take first, and that'll bring up Cooper Watkins.
Yeah, Lancaster's a little low on those pitches, but we know Lancaster. He's a great pitcher. He's done a lot of Legion work, and of course, last couple years here in high school, so he's a great overall pitcher, and he's definitely going to try to help get this win for his team today.
First time out of the stretch position for Lucas Lancaster. Thielen certainly a steal candidate. He does not go there. First pitch, a fastball missing upstairs. To Cooper Watkins, pitcher on pitcher here, and it's ball one. A 3-0 start here for Hiawatha. Sent 7 to the plate in that first inning. Next pitch taken all the way, and it's right down the middle for a called strike. And Watkins evened up at 1-1. Obviously, a lot of stats that go into baseball, but producing with two outs is a big one for sure. Off speed, gets stopped by the catcher and low. Thought about a throw to first, held off, and it's 2-1. If Watkins can do something here, Skahan in the on-deck circle for the Tigers. Got Thielen at first after a two-out walk. Lancaster sets, glancing back over the left shoulder, and he's quickly called for a balk, which will send Thielen into scoring position.
How about that for our first baseball game of the year? Easy to knock off the early bingo card, but yeah, just a small movement there by Lancaster. Gets him called that right now. He talks to the umpire to get that explained to him on what he did wrong.
Had a little shake of the head no, maybe a disagreement there, but either way, Thielen into scoring position with two outs, and it's 2-1 here on Watkins. The 2-1, just a touch outside, 3-1. Certainly an opportunity here with two down in the bottom of the first. Jeff West trailing 3-0.
And that balk getting Thielen out to second base, that puts him in some scoring position.
3-1. Foul straight back. Good thing the net's there.
I've already had to take a couple dodges. You know, even though there's a netting, you still kind of think it might hit you.
Kind of think full Matrix going back with it. Big pitch coming up. 3-2. Here on Cooper Watkins in the bottom of the first. Thielen the runner at second base. Here is the pitch. Missing up and in. Ball four. So back-to-back two-out walks, and Skahan comes to the dish with runners at first and second.
Yep, Lancaster's just going to have to calm down a little bit here, get his pitch, find the framing over the plate, and get that ball, and see if your defense can handle this last out for you.
And a quick time here. And it looks like a courtesy runner is going to come in here for Jefferson West. We'll see Max Tuck take the spot over at first base for pitcher Cooper Watkins. So Tuck at first, courtesy runner. You got Thielen still at second base. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. So we get that substitution squared away. Redhawks again piling up 3 runs in the first inning. Kreider with the big hit, a 2-run double. Now Jeff West trying to put something together here with 2 outs and 2 on. Lancaster's first pitch to Skahan missing upstairs. It's 1-0.
Yeah, this is a very dangerous batter to be pitching against right here. Definitely an RBI chance. Skahan, he had 6 hits. During that last 2 games he had played, was 8 plate appearances, so he's a big hitter.
Here's the 1-0 to Skahan, and that one kicks up off the plate and behind the dish, and that allows both runners to get up a little bit more. It's second and third now on the pass ball.
Well, that again reiterates my point. Now it's even more dangerous position to have right now one of the early best hitters here for Jeff West, or at least on a nice strong start, nearly batting .900 to begin the year. He's hitting very well here, so this is definitely going to be a tough one, tough jam for Lancaster to get out of.
Well, it's a 2-0 pitch on the way here from Lancaster. Went upstairs at the fastball, and Gahan laid off, and it's quickly 3-0.
At this point, I think you might want to just decide not giving anything easy for Skahan, maybe even just let him walk.
That one is low, ball four. So 3 consecutive 2-out walks, and the bases are loaded for Colin Croson. Quick meeting on the hill here for Hiawatha. So, but again, Jeff West, it was, you know, a line out and a ground out in about the first 3 or 4 pitches, and yeah, Lancaster maybe thinking he was going to cruise along here in this first inning, but again, Thielen, Watkins, and Skahan all working good at bats, getting on via the walk, 3 consecutive there, and obviously now the Redhawks are going to try to get this final out to keep that goose egg on the board for Jeff West.
Yeah, and it was kind of the same there for Hiawatha. I mean, they had the bases loaded with 1 out, and then they started getting themselves going. So for Jeff West, kind of the same situation here. You know, those outs, they're in the back of your head, but you also see that you got loaded bases here, so this is a big opportunity for Croson. Just got to try to get it in. I mean, just a single scores 2 here, and that puts you right in a 1-run game in the early going first inning.
A 4 at-bats, 1 hit last week for Colin Croson. It was an extra base hit. And now he takes the first pitch called strike. and he'll fall behind a touch at 0-1. So you got Thielen at third. You got Tuck, the courtesy runner, at second. Skahan at first. Here in this first inning, a little bit of a late swing, slicing it out of play and foul down the right field line. Cars beware. And Croson quickly down 0-2. Big opportunity here for Lancaster.
Huge. You can really just work around the frame here, see if you can get something on the outside.
0-2 is, again, popped up out of play and into the parking lot behind us. So Croson still battling at 0-2. Jeff West with two outs here in the first, down 3-0. Have him loaded up. Lancaster out of the windup. He'll fire, and another late swing. And first base coach beware. Not just cars beware. Got to be pretty athletic when you're working the third base, first base coaching side of it.
Yeah, you definitely got to be careful with those ducks.
So it'll be another 0-2 pitch here in just a moment. Jeff West might be running out of baseballs here. Quite a few foul balls here in this first inning, making sure we're good to go here. So, and you got Thielen at third, Tuck at second, Skahan at first. Lancaster walking three consecutive batters. Red Hawks trying to hold on to this lead off speed. Another one that is lifted very high and out of play behind the bleachers behind us. A fourth or fifth consecutive 0-2 pitch maybe coming up here.
Yeah.
Really fighting off Colin Croson here.
Yeah, Croson, he has swung on every single pitch that has come his way so far, except for that first pitch that just went right on in. But, man, he is fighting hard in this at-bat, man. And this is kind of the at-bat you need here if you're Croson. If you're on Lancaster's side, one good pitch could strike him out.
Another 0-2 on the way. Went upstairs with the fastball, and Croson laid off, and it's 1-2. That tends to be kind of an easy pitch to chase. Kind of a strategic 0-2 pitch, but Croson did a good job here. Now the 1-2. Ground ball, playable right side. It's Kreider on a belt-high hop and an underhand toss to second base. Jensen covers, and Lancaster and the Redhawks get out of that inning. So three consecutive two-out walks. Jeff West, they load them up, but come up empty in the home first. 3-0 Hiawatha. Again, just off and running here. It's high school baseball on KMZA.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage simplified. Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KMZA, KPBT with you. Quick start for Cooper Watkins here in the top of the second inning, getting Brenner Lowe to ground out to short to begin this frame. Redhawks with a 3-0 lead. Bases empty, one out, top two. Alex Ross, number nine in the order, now stepping up, and he swings at one way up and in. That fastball whistled right by him, and it's quickly 0-1 to Alex Ross.
Yeah, that was a good play between the brothers, Cooper Knox and Austin Knox, to report that first out.
There's a called strike, belt high, and quickly Ross behind in the count at 0-2. And the Redhawks out to a 3-0 lead here in this top of the second inning at Jeff West today. High cheese got him moved out of the batter's box there. It's 1-2. Also due up this inning, go back to the top of the order with Carson Henry. Let off the game with a walk and a run scored. Here is a 1-2, and got him. Fastball a little bit late on the swing. Caught a piece of it, but Pressler securing behind the dish. And quickly, just like that, two up, two down here for the Redhawks in the second.
I think he found a lot. I think Watkins found a little bit more confidence, especially after he got past the first three batters in the order that begin this, or was it last inning? But now here he heads right back up to the top of the order. That strong Carson Henry.
First one missing to Carson Henry. One ball, no strikes. Three strikeouts already for Watkins in this game. Now this is hit well, and that's going to drop in for a two-out base hit into left field. Gahan gets it in quickly, and two plate appearances, and reaching both times, Carson Henry with a two-out single. Good piece of hitting. That brings up Michael Jensen here with two outs and one on.
An important thing to note from that first inning was the base running there. Both Henry and Jensen both not only got on, but they both also stole a base.
Got a three-step lead over there at first. Watkins a little bit concerned with a quick toss back to first. Henry back in there safely. So, yeah, Cooper Kreider providing the first run for the Redhawks in the first with an RBI ground out. And then Ren Hageman, the big two-out double. Bunt shown, pitch is a little bit high, throw to second on the money, call it. It is out number three, caught stealing, great throw by Pressler. Henry tagged out at second, that quickly ends top of the second inning. Redhawks out to a 3-0 advantage. We go to the home second right after this here on KNCA.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
It's tax time again and the right time to start planning for your retirement future. This is Vanessa Ogden at GN Bank. We invite you to stop by or call us to prepare for your retirement plans with a traditional or Roth IRA.
Remember, April 15th is this year's regular contribution deadline.
Come by your nearest GN Bank location to make your contribution. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, with locations in Hiawatha, Fulton, Horton, and Wetmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continuing here today in Ozaukee. Again, mid-80s. Pretty nice breeze. Kernan Prophet, Brandon Sadman. Big East League showdown here today. Jeff West and Hiawatha. KP, we go to the home second. Redhawks, again, a 3-0 advantage.
I'll say, well, that was a nice little caught stealing there at the top of the second inning there from Presser, throwing that out to second base. And Presser, he's made a couple of those attempts to second, but he's fighting against that wind on that throw, but that time he's using all his arm strength to get that one.
First pitch swinging. Cooper knocks in a ground ball to short. Nice play by Jensen. He's a vacuum cleaner over there. And that is quickly out number one here in the bottom of the second.
Yep, no different than when we've seen him in Legion. And also last year as a junior, Mike Jensen is just an incredible shortstop player. He's got quick feet. He's also just got a nice arm, too, so he's got a nice zip to always get that ball to first base.
So we go from Cooper Knox to Austin Knox, the senior first baseman. Base is empty, one out, home second, 3-0 Hiawatha. First pitch by Lancaster in there for a called strike. I was kind of piggybacking off Jensen again. We saw him score double figures yesterday in the All-Star basketball games over at Highland. A lot of fun doing those here on KNZA. Next pitch by Lancaster. A little bit off speed, but upstairs.
Well, let's talk about Hiawatha. They produced quite a lot there in that tournament or in the All-Star game. So, yeah, they represent themselves very well.
Ryan Pressler in the on-deck circle here for Jeff West. 7-8-9 in the order in this inning. Ground ball to the second baseman. Kreider routine on to first. Stephen Morgan completes the out. And quickly, two up and two down, just how Lancaster started the game in the first, retiring the first two. But last inning, KP, we then saw Lancaster getting a little bit of a pickle with three consecutive walks, although he was able to get out of it.
Well, here you're at the bottom of the order, so trying to clean it up, make it a 1-2-3 inning.
Here is the senior catcher, Ryan Pressler, and first pitch called strike. It's 0-1. Bottom of the second inning, that breeze north, kind of northeast, going right at the face of the batters here today in Ozaukee. The 0-1 off speed in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Here on Pressler as Lancaster tries to go 1-2-3 here in the second. He'll kick, he'll deal. Another off speed, been in there, but still a touch high, and it's 2-1.
There's a lot of green in the straightaway.
It's going to be a challenge if the batter wants to clear the fence here today. High chopper foul left side. And now two balls, two strikes here on Pressler. Oh, you're talking about Pressler Lobe. He's made a few really good, nice throws to second base. Hiawatha's been real aggressive here on the base pass early in this game. Certainly has helped them get out to a 3-0 lead here today. 2-2 from Lancaster. Another high chopper. This one fair? No, barely foul. Goodness, could have been extra bases. Trying to get there, Diller, but just left of the third base bag. And we'll try to get it 2-2.
Tell you what, the more this wind blows, the more I'm impressed on how Pressler made that throw up to second base to get that caught stealing at the top of this inning. I mean, he must work with a medicine ball against the wall or something, because that's a lot of resistance to be fighting on that throw. But, man, he's got strong arms here, so he'll definitely look to try to get knocking himself on base.
Yeah, certainly gusts north of 30 miles an hour at times. This is absolutely belted to the moon and out of play. That's well foul. Way out in front of that one was Pressler, but boy, he got a lot of heat behind that one. As emphatic of a strike as you can get, it stays 2-2. Lancaster trying to retire the Tigers in order here in the second. Another 2-2. It is a little bit high.
I think he thought he got
Pressler
walked.
Thought it was a full count, and I thought maybe we, usually more times than not, it's us maybe screwing something up. He just thought it was 3-2. And he's got to kind of settle back in, get the bat back. But now the count is full with Corbin Mayer in the on-deck circle. The 3-2. Another one that's hit very well. Again, that wind's going to force it foul over the fence. Man, that was way down there, but out of play once again. He smashed two into foul territory down that left side.
I'll tell you, if he didn't have that wind, even if it's just a crosswind, I really think that, you know, he'd be getting a long double or if not a triple out of that.
Tell you what, for number nine in the order, Pressler's got really good pop. Although trying to straight it out, keep it between the lines. Here's another 3-2, and this time Lancaster gets them swinging and missing. So a good battle by Pressler, a couple of long foul balls way out of play, but in the end it's a 1-2-3 inning for Lancaster and Hiawatha. So we're two innings in here in Ozaukee, Redhawks 3, Jeff West nothing. We're back for the third right after this here on KNZA.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, right at home.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the third inning about to be done up here in Ozaukee. We got Kernan Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Jeff West hosting Hiawatha here today. And Michael Jensen going to lead things off here for the Redhawks. Hiawatha, three runs in the first inning. We've had goose eggs ever since. So top three, here we go. 3-0 Hiawatha. Cooper Watkins back to work. He has three strikeouts here today. First pitch swinging, and it's hit high out towards center field and kind of coming in. The wind pushing it in, and Croson judging it nicely for Jeff West out center, runs in to make the catch, and quickly out number one here in the third.
Hey, set it, partner. What a great play there by Croson. Again, that wind coming as a tailwind right behind him, so locating that, sun kind of coming out of into his eyes from the left side, so trying to make his body adjustment to that. But overall, what a great play from Croson to start this inning here.
First pitch to Tegan Diller, missing a little bit upstairs for ball number one. Diller walked and scored in that three-run Hiawatha first inning, and now he chops one foul here behind home plate to our right. Evens up the count 1-1. Lucas Lancaster in the on-deck circle. And the big hit, Ren Hageman, the two-run double Also an RBI from Cooper Kreider. This one lifted high in the air, but it's going to be pushed out into foul territory. Now the count, 1-2, Heron Diller.
I feel like you can also kind of call it card territory.
Oh, absolutely. I just enjoy and appreciate the respect from the fans when, as soon as they notice the ball goes over the fence, it is everyone screaming. You never know who's going to be where. As Cooper Watkins fires the fastball up and in, and that evens the count here on Diller at 2-2. As soon as the ball leaves the bat, heads up. Keeping everybody in line. 2-2. This is hit very well deep out to left center field. Skahan going back, and it's over his head. It one hops the fence. And sliding into second base is Tegan Diller with a one-out double. Well, with that wind, I'm guessing you put that wind in the other direction, that is long gone, but a one-hopper to the gap in left center.
Even if you take out the wind, that's going to be a clear home run right there. I mean, it almost bounced and went over the fence and gave him the automatic, too. So, yeah, man, that was a great double there for Diller to the Big East Venture from last season.
Now, both these teams have really athletic outfields. Skahan was close to it, but a one-hopper. So a double there by Diller. Lancaster steps in. He struck out his first time up. He'll fall behind here at 0-1. But still only one out in the inning. The Redhawks' chance to add to a 3-0 lead here in the away third. Watkins glancing back. Nobody holding Diller at second. Here's the pitch. That one cuts in and missing the outer parts. And 1-1 here on Lancaster.
Yeah, and last time Lancaster was up, he had bases loaded. So here's another RBI opportunity. Good chance.
1-1, 1-1. Watkins steps off and takes the throw back to second. Diller back in there safely. So trying to settle it back in. Kreider in the on-deck circle for the Redhawks. Trying to add to a 3-0 advantage. That one low and outside. Good stop there by Pressler, and it's 2-1.
And the last time for Lancaster, he got aggressive early, went down 0-2 in that count. That made it kind of hard for him to work against, but this time in a little better position, it's 2-1.
2-1, pitch by Watkins. High fastball missing, and it's 3-1. I feel like both teams have been fairly disciplined with the high fastball today.
Oh, extremely.
Not chasing as much as maybe you would see normally. Now this one's hit high, but playable. Shallow left field. Skahan coming in on it. Half blows off and a chance for a double. Not in time. Well, mentioning the athletic outfield, Skahan, a punch out. And nearly doubled up Diller at second base, but Diller back safely. So now two outs for Cooper Kreider.
Yeah, I mentioned how great of a hitter Skahan is, but also that amazing play out there in left field. I mean, every outfielder today has been able to make some incredible plays and adjusting themselves to this win. That takes a lot of discipline, and they've been making some high-level plays.
Now Cooper Kreider steps in, the junior, and provided the first run for the Redhawks with a ground out in the first. He'll take a called strike here. He'll fall behind 0-1. All that damage in the first done with two outs.
Yep.
And next pitch a little bit off the plate outside. And it's 1-1. That ground out that produced an RBI for Kreider in the first was to third base. 1-1, runner at second base. Late swing, fouling it straight back, and it's 1-2. Just another gorgeous late March afternoon. Mid-80s today. 1-2. Here's the pitch, and up and in, and it gets behind Pressler, and Diller's going to take off for third. He'll get there standing. Still two outs. Doesn't do a ton of harm. But now the count evened up here on Kreider at 2-2, and now Diller at third base.
Unfortunately, yeah, sacrifice won't score here, but even maybe a lazy single, that could get your guy there, Diller, inside.
Two outs, the 2-2. Got him! Called strike three. Took a touch off, and it caught the outer part of the plate. So a big strikeout. Make it 4 today for Cooper Watkins, and he gets out of a little bit of a pickle here in the top of the third inning. Still 3-0 Redhawks. We go to the home third right after this here on KMZA.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continuing today on KNZA. Breezy, mid-80s. Having some fun here. Couldn't profit, Brandon Sabin. Hiawatha, a 3-0 lead here at Jeff West. KP, what have you thought seen here between these two teams early on with the Red Hawks up 3?
Yeah, both teams are doing a nice job being very disciplined here at the plate. Both, think pitchers are getting more confident after that first inning, because in the first inning, both teams had the bases loaded. Of course, it's Hiawatha that took the advantage, scoring 3 runs there in that first. That's what made the 3-0 difference here in this game. But I think Jeff West is starting to pick up a little bit more confidence here, and of course, getting themselves reset here back up to the top of the order. I think everyone will kind of have a different shift here as they get themselves mentally back ready and prepared.
Home plate umpire cleaning off that home plate. Corbin Mayer, Jackson Pollard, Brody T. Linnigan, top 3 in this order. Maybe an injury timeout here, as it appears to be Brenner Lowe, the catcher, being looked at. Now, looking away, did he catch maybe a foul tip or maybe ricocheted off the ball? So.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm going to look at Lowe here for a second, make sure he's okay. Again, look, I've played I'm not going to say I played catcher at a high level, but that is as wild of a position as you could play at any sport. It is tasking and takes a lot out of you. And just making sure that Lowe's okay behind the dish here is we're just getting going in the bottom of the third inning. Hiawatha leading this game 3-0, all 3 of their runs in the first. Cooper Watkins and Tigers really kind of settled down a bit, and certainly they've had a couple opportunities, but credit to Lucas Lancaster as well, getting out of a couple jams.
Yeah, he's got himself a couple jams. Also, Lowe good to go. His coaches and teammates were actually smiling and patting him on the back, so must have just kind of been a little bit of a stinger, but he's back in there, and he'll be ready to go.
So the count's 0-1 here on Corbin Mayer. He lined out to left in his first at-bat today. Batting first here in the bottom of the third. Lancaster takes it off, pulling the string and swinging a miss there, and it's quickly 0-2. Now, it's very early in the season, but again, both these teams off to 2-0 starts, both against league opponents. High fastball missing, now 1-2 here on Corbin Mayer, and we've mentioned it a couple times. Of course, Jeff West, defending champs in the Big East, won their first 17 games last year before taking their first loss. Here's a ground ball, third base side. Diller scooping towards the line. It's a low throw, and it gets away from Steven Morgan. And that'll get Mayer up to second base. So that's going to more than likely be a throwing error on Steven Morgan. Tough play either way, but now Mayer up in the scoring position with nobody out.
Jackson Pollard.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate error there, because you know, that had been a nice way to start things there on the defensive side for Hiawatha. But now you got to early runner here in scoring position for Jeff West. This is just the spot you want to be in.
Here's Jackson Pollard, junior right fielder, grounded out to third in his first at bat today, but now he's got Mayer at second with nobody out. Red Hawks lead is 3-0 here in the home third. Runner takes off, throw is high, but jumping up, Diller athletic to pull it down and keep it in play. But Mayer is into third safely with a steal. So now even an out could provide the first run of the game for Jeff West. No balls, one strike here on Pollard. Lancaster's pitch, a little bit low and outside, make it 1-1. Again, your opportunity here for Jeff West. Runner at third base, nobody out, down 3 here in the third. Here's the 1-1 by Lancaster. A little bit inside. Make it 2-1. And again, you got that danger part of the order with Thielen, Watkins, Scahan all looming for Lancaster here, potentially in the third. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Ball was a little bit outside, but Pollard missing, and now it's 2-2.
Yep, now you got to protect. Good opportunity here for maybe Pollard to trail in the first score of the game here for Jeff West.
Lancaster glancing at third base. Here's the 2-2, and it's in the dirt. Good stop by Lowe to keep it in front. What would you say, maybe 20-ish feet between home plate and the backstop here? Certainly a good amount of room if the ball gets passed to maybe allow a runner to score from third.
Yeah, and it's some netting and then also some low brick here, so definitely going to be interesting. I'm interested in my work.
And the 3-2 is up and in, ball four. So Pollard falling behind, and he works. Very good at bat. He comes away with a walk. Not the worst thing in the world for Hiawatha, because at least maybe bring a double play into effect. The Tigers have two on with nobody out, and that'll bring up Thielen.
Well, Thielen's last plate appearance there, he was very, very patient. He took the first one for a strike, and then the next four were balls.
Runner takes off, Pollard, and they'll actually cut off the throw. Lancaster will take it. We try to get the runner at third maybe caught off guard, thinking that throw is going to second, when in fact it's not. So now second and third, nobody out, just like that here for Thielen with count 1-0. Red Hawks still holding a 3-0 advantage. This one is hit a mile high out to right field. Going to be a tough play here for Hageman, and he couldn't get up on it in time, and it drops in for a base hit. Boy, it hung up there for so long. And it's the first run of the game for Jeff West. They're down 3-1.
Yeah, again, that's kind of credited to the wind there. That makes that really hard to play. Turns that into a blooper out to that right field. But overall, nice little recognition. Nice pick up there by Thielen on that hit. To get Jeff West here on the board.
So the first three have reached for the Tigers in their first run of the day. Runners at the corner, still nobody out. And here's Cooper Watkins. High fastball missing, runner takes off, and Thielen without a throw into second base.
Well, Manor Pollard and Thielen have now altering the top of the order, have stolen the base now in this inning. So, you know, base running has been a key factor here in this inning for sure for Jeff West.
Here's the 1-0 to Watkins. Oh, it is absolutely hit on a dot out to center field. It could tie the game. It kicks away from the center fielder and Ross. Both runs are going to score. And coming through, the cleanup man, Cooper Watkins. The game is tied at 3-3.
I had mentioned it earlier, just how much green there is down the center line. And that are just a beautiful pickup there for Scahan, who, as I mentioned, had six hits last week in his eight plate appearances, comes up with his first one. Man, he is just an incredible batter, batting, I believe, over 900 now this year. So that tells me anything about him. He's really incredible up there at the plate.
Well, it took a little bit for Jeff West to get the bats cooking, but now they are cooking, and they have tied the game with the first four batters here in the third. Watkins coming through, a big two RBI knock. Max Tuck going over there to first base to run for him. So here's Brady Scahan with still nobody out. Lancaster a little soft off. Over to first. Tuck is back in safely. Lancaster was kind of cruising along. Had to get out of a couple little jams early on, but now he's trying to at least keep this thing tied up. Jeff West trying to take their first lead here in the third. And another hot shot. That's out to left field for a base hit, splitting third and second with ease. A base hit by Scahan moves Tuck to second. And Scahan has reached twice in two at bats today.
Yep, now you're going to see a mound meeting here for Hiawatha.
A little pause in the action. Let's see if might have a pitching change here, and it appears that's going to be the case, or maybe not. Kind of hard to tell sometimes.
It is. I mean, everybody kind of goes up there and shakes hands. You kind of wonder what that's supposed to mean sometimes, the U8. For that symbol where the coach takes the ball away from his pitcher, but looks like that will in fact be that we'll change pitching here.
So we'll go ahead and keep it right here as we kind of dice some things out. Jeff West, they have tied this game against Hiawatha at 3-3 here in the home third. Still two on and nobody out. And just making sure we get kind of the substitutions in line here is Lucas Lancaster's day is done. And it will be Cooper Kreider, the right-hander, who will take the spot of Lancaster. So Jeff West chasing the Hiawatha starter here in the bottom of the third. Kreider will step in. Kreider was previously at second base. So we'll see if they put, or see where they put maybe Lancaster in the field.
They might move him to first, and then we'll see here what they choose to do with him. But Jeff West, man, an incredible inning here for them to get themselves reset to the top of their order. In their top of the order, they come out very strong. Of course, he had the tough error there that, that started. They got Mayer on, but after that, I mean, you had the nice discipline from Pollard getting himself on base, the nice knock by Thielen, and then, of course, he had the back-to-back as well from Watkins and Stahan. So right now, Jeff West, they've hit three straight, and I think they just want to keep that streak hot. They got no outs here, and that's what's, you know, really scary on the Hiawatha side, and Jeff West is picking up some steam here.
So just a simple swap. Lancaster is going to play at second base. That's where Kreider was, who's now on the hill. In his final warm-up tosses in, Stephen Morgan still at first, Jensen at short, Diller at third. Henry, Ross, and Hageman left to right field, and then Lowe still behind the dish. But a 3-3 tie, Jeff West batting here in the bottom of the third. Down 3-0 coming into this half inning, but they have quickly tied it up. Still nobody out. You got Max Tuck, the courtesy runner at second base for Watkins. Gahan, the runner at first. Kreider's first pitch is low and outside. A double steal and no throw. Both runners advance.
Yep, you look at this thing. Five steals here for Jeff West. This is in their only thing where they've had a steal. So, I mean, really, I mean, their base running, everything in this inning has been great. From their hitting, their base running, it's really all coming together here.
Lancaster responsible for the two runners on, and now a hot shot picked up knee high by the third baseman, Diller. He'll get the out at first. A run is in to score, though. So a productive at bat for Colin Croson. He drives in a run to give Jeff West their first lead today at 4-3. But for Hiawatha, they do finally get that first out of the inning.
Yeah, gets in walk-in, gets Gahan there at third, so a very productive at bat indeed. And Jeff West here in the early going, he will take that lead here with four runs in the bottom of the third.
Gahan up to third, so runner at third base, one out in the inning. Jeff West their first lead at 4-3, still trying to add to it. First pitch here to Cooper Knox is taken for a called strike, grounded out to shortstop in his first at bat today. Once again, an opportunity, even with an out, could produce a run. Jammed him there, fouled straight back, and it's quickly 0-2 on Cooper Knox. Well, remember when Jackson Pollard was up just a little bit ago, right before he walked? I said, well, got the meaty part of the order with Thielen, Watkins, and Skahan. They go three consecutive hits to kind of get this rally going for the Tigers, and just continuing on here with it. 0-2 off speed, off the end part of the bat, and it's looped out into shallow right center. It drops in over the outstretched arm of Lancaster, and it's an RBI loop single for Cooper Knox, and the lead extends for Jeff West. It's now 5-3.
An impressive four hits in this inning. Another was the error that started, but Jeff West, man, they have been very strong in this inning. I talked about the base running, the hitting here. They are just being very disciplined at the plate. They've been using the opening that's been in the center, kind of center right of the field. And, you know, those pitches, they've been framed down the middle. And they've just been hitting right dart down the lane.
Cooper Knox, that's his fourth RBI of the season. He takes off for second base. And he is in there once again. So base running aggressive in this inning, to say the least.
Yeah, six steals. It is. This is a good inning indeed for Jeff West.
A 5-3 Tigers advantage. Still batting in the bottom of the third. Kreider into pitch. Fastball got it there on the outside part of the plate. Austin Knox following his younger brother Coop, who's now at second base. Count 0-1 here. Austin grounding out his first time up. Tigers have battled back. They lead at 5-3 here in the third. Kreider's next pitch. Up and in, ball one. Well, we started with the top of the order. We're right now number 8 in the Jeff West order in this inning. Still only one out. Kreider, the righty, a little staggered on the stance, and another high fastball, a little bit more upstairs that time, and good eye by Knox. It's 2-1. As Jeff West's team is good as any in the Big East, and they can strike with big innings at any time. And now this is hit a mile high, deep out into left field, but it's going to stay in the ballpark. And that is very well played by Carson Henry to navigate that wind and make the catch in front of the tall fence and left.
Yeah, we've brought the wind up quite a lot today, but I'll tell you what, both teams, their outfielders have been adjusting very well to that wind, making those highlightable plays right there, Henry, on that big play.
So two outs, runner at second is Cooper Knox. That brings up Ryan Pressler, struck out in his first at bat today. But a 5-3 Jeff West advantage, all five runs scored here in the third. And now first pitch swinging, another ground ball, pretty lazy over there at the third base. Diller a high throw, and he's off the bag at first. Stephen Morgan is, and everybody is safe. Well, he made the catch. That's going to keep Cooper Knox at third base from scoring, but a throwing error keeps the inning alive for Corbin Mayer.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the second they've had this inning, and as you mentioned, it not only keeps this inning alive, but it gives the opportunity to Jeff West to get back to the top of their order and maybe pummel some more damage here. Already the five runs put in this inning.
Now for the second time this inning, it's Corbin Mayer. At the corners with two outs. Runner takes off to second, and that one runs in and hits him. Fastball catching maybe the left shoulder blade of Corbin Mayer. And now the bases are loaded with two outs for Jackson Pollard. LKP, big spot both ways. Tigers leading it 5-3. Looking really blow this thing open with a big hit here.
Yeah, this has been, you can go over whether it's the stealing, the sitting, or the hits, or the base running. Everything has been really impressive, and Jeff West has a really nice chance to put a bow on this one with potentially a big hit to drive in some more runs.
Bases are loaded here in the third. That one gets away, but took a nice kick off the backstop for Brenner Lowe, so no advance from any runners.
Yeah, we just talked about that backstop that hit on the brick on the very end, and just it had a nice kick right back to the catcher in low. So a safe look could potentially have been a wild pitch that could have scored a run.
Knox at third, Pressler at second, Mayer at first. It's been a big inning for Jeff West, trying to add with two outs. They lead it 5-3. Here's the pitch. A little bit up and in. And it's two balls and no strikes here on Pollard. Grounded out in the first, walked and scored in this inning. The 11th batter to come up in this bottom of the third inning for Jeff West. Big spot here for Kreider. The 2-0 outside, 3-0.
And for Kreider, you need to get aggressive here. You don't want to get into a lull here where you're just walking batter after batter, letting these easy runs. If they're going to score runs, let them earn it. So, you got to start attacking that frame.
Let's see if Pollard takes all the way. It's 3-0. Kreider's got to find the zone here, the pitch. And he does so. Nicely done. Now 3-1. Look, me as an old baseball player, if I ever worked a 3-0 count, I was guaranteed to take the next two pitches. Make the pitcher throw a strike. Maybe I wasn't as aggressive as some, but, let's see what this 3-1 pitch provides. Oh, it's a swing and a miss. Now, Kreider thought it was a full count. It was not. It was just 3-1. That pitch might have been out of the zone. But Pollard now at three balls, two strikes, the bases loaded, two outs in the inning. Jeff West, they have scored five. They lead the Redhawks 5-3. Big 3-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Runners take off. In there. Called strike three. Got him on the outside part of the plate. So Kreider working around a tough situation there, but the Tigers doing the damage for sure as they send 11 to the dish. Five score. And the Tigers have their first lead today. It's 5-3 over Hiawatha. Fourth inning action coming your way next.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you. But perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Like a new pitcher. High school baseball here today on KNZA. Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Bobby Inneking in studio. The Tigers here in Ozaukee, their first lead, scoring 5 runs in that bottom of the third inning. So trailing 3-0 going into it. Tigers with a 5 spot. They lead it for the first time today as we go to the fourth. Tigers going with a new pitcher here as we get some of the defensive alignments figured out here for Jefferson West. It's going to be a new pitcher. Not Cooper Watkins, who pitched 3 solid innings today. It is Cooper Briggs who's going to be on the mound here for Jefferson West. So from Cooper Watkins to Cooper Briggs on the mound here, the righty for Jeff West. Trying to hold a 2-run lead as we go to the fourth. Hiawatha starts it out here with Brent Hageman, the lefty. Briggs, his first pitch in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1 on Hageman, who had the big 2-run double for Hiawatha in that 3-run first inning.
And Jeff West, man, I'll tell you what, they had a really nice bottom of the third inning just then, and they're going to try to continue that momentum here at the mound.
First two pitches by Briggs in there for strikes, and it's 0-2 quickly on Hageman. Right versus left matchup here, the 0-2. Ground ball, but foul. First base side, Hageman survives that pitch, and it's still 0-2.
Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Watkins. I know he only did 3 innings, but tell you what, in that time, again, you just gave up the first 3 runs of the game. Right after that, you know, he recorded 4 strikeouts, now leads the team with 10 now on the season. So for him, you know, not a great start, but able to smooth and kind of ride off those rough edges and not kind of passing that baton on here to his teammate Briggs.
Now what good pitchers do, you maybe have a shaky start, but you bounce back. That's what Watkins did today, and there's a swing and a miss. First strikeout for Cooper Briggs in relief, and the first out here in the top of the fourth.
Yeah, nice, perfect 0-3 there to get that clean strikeout for Briggs. I liked his early attack there, just went for that fastball, painted that canvas real nice.
Here's Braylon Steven Morgan, 0-1 today with a strikeout. Tall righty, a little bit open on that batter stance, and takes one a little bit low, or correction, no, it is a called strike, 0-1. Beg your pardon. Spoke a touch soon there. Brenner low in the on-deck circle for the Redhawks. We're going to have to battle back here about the halfway point in this one. Jeff West lead is 5-3. Ground ball, but foul left side. And now quickly 0-2 on Braylon Steven Morgan.
This is something I really haven't seen today, Briggs. He's not really working outside. He is going all inside the frame. He is working those fastball. He's going all velocity, and then he's getting some nice pitches there off that early arm.
Getting the sign from the catcher in Pressler. Steven Morgan stands tall. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Base is empty. Leaning back, firing in the off-speed pitch. A little slow roller out to Thielen at third. He's got plenty of time over to first base to record out number 2. So 2 up, 2 down for Briggs in relief, and that brings up Brenner Lowe.
Number 17, Brenner Lowe.
Both these teams getting all of their runs in one inning. Redhawks scoring their 3 in the first. Tigers getting all 5 of their runs in the third. That is where our score stands here in the top of the fourth. See if Lowe can get something going with 2 outs. First pitch a little bit high, missing upstairs for ball 1.
Yeah, and sometimes by the order, it's overlooked, especially when there's already 2 outs. So for Lowe, he's in a nice position where maybe he can make some noise, get himself on with the knock, and get something going here.
Next pitch by Briggs, knee high over the plate, called strike, and it's 1-1. Rounded out to shorts in his first at bat today. So you got Cooper Briggs relieving Cooper Watkins on the mound here. Next pitch a little bit south of the knees. This one missing a touch, and it's 2-1. So a strikeout and a ground out to start for Briggs, trying to go 1-2-3 here in the top of the fourth. Here's the windup and the offering, and it's lifted high in the air. When pushing it foul, it'll go foul over the fence and nearly one hop a car. Kind of a tough spot to park over there.
Well, like I said, there's a sign behind it. It's park at your own risk. You want to be careful here.
That is okay. People understand the rules, and we enjoy it very much being out here today. 2-2 count here on Brenner Lowe. Tigers nursing a 2-run lead here in the top of the fourth. 2-2 by Briggs. Another one lifted foul.
I will try it again.
Yeah, the best part about this type of season is you get to see dogs.
Absolutely. Yeah, good call out
there.
Good
doggy out there.
Appreciate that. Always respect people who bring the dogs out to the ballpark. Cooper Briggs in relief here. Shakes off one sign from Pressler. Yes to the next. And the 2-2 here to low. Up and in. Ball three. So we go full. Alex Ross in the on-deck circle for the Redhawks. They have been quiet since that three-run first. Likes the first sign from Pressler, trying to go 1-2-3. Briggs kicks and deals. And it's just outside, ball four. So a good at-bat for Brenner Lowe, and the inning continues for Alex Ross.
Like I said, we might be the bottom of the order with two outs, but, you know, make some noise, get yourself on base. And, you know, if the opportunity comes up, you're Alex Ross. You can get himself on the last time he struck out, but then you can go back up to the top of the order, maybe two on here. And, well, that could lead into potentially a big inning here for Hiawatha.
Jeff West leading at 5-3, top of the fourth. First pitch to Alex Ross, a little bit outside for ball one. Low at first base with a two-out walk. As Briggs sets now out of the stretch for the first time, and he rips the fastball upstairs. And quickly 2-0 here on Alex Ross. Good chunk production in this game. Have been done with two outs. This one again in there for a called strike. And the first one there to make it 2-1 here on Ross. Well, Hiawatha would love to get Alex Ross on and flip this up back to the top of the order. Another fastball upstairs. This one missing. Now 3-1.
Yeah, definitely a big opportunity to do so here with another walk.
Well, a walk here could or would put the tying run on base. And the 3-1 upstairs again, ball four. So after two quick outs, reported by Briggs, back-to-back walks with two outs, and here's Carson Henry.
Yeah, again, just like I said, Bob, in the order, two outs, you know, keep that confidence and get yourself back up to the top of the order with two on, and right there, Hiawatha. Now you've kind of turned this around a little bit, and now you're still working with that two-out scenario, but this is where clutch hitting can come up big. Carson Henry's already had a big knock today. He's reached base twice, got caught stealing back in that second inning, but here's a big opportunity for him.
Represents the go-ahead run here in the fourth inning. His team down 5-3 here at Jeff West. Briggs' first pitch to Henry a little bit upstairs for ball number one.
Yeah, Briggs just needs to get some of that confidence back. He came out five straight strikes, but he's been on a little bit of a lull.
And out in front of this one, and a high, long shot, well, foul, way down there over the fence on the left field line. So emphatic strike number one. Runner at second, Brenner Lowe. Runner at first, Alex Ross. Redhawks down two, batting in the top of the fourth. Briggs sets and deals. In there for a called strike north of the belt. Getting the call, and it's 1-2. So Briggs trying to get out of a little bit of an issue here. Two on and two outs. They're retiring the first two in this inning. Little glance back at second, no hold. Another glance. Light kick, and a foul ball here left side. So still 1-2.
And Briggs right now, he's doing a nice job there of also just keeping his eyes around, seeing where the base runners are. You know, he's got lots of confidence. He's not nervous, and that's what's really important in that situation, to try to get out of this pickle.
Well, Briggs out of the stretch in a big spot. Redhawks down two with two on and two out. 1-2. Foul straight back. Seems pretty good at bats today, really both ways. And Henry right here fighting off a few. Still down in the count at 1-2.
Yeah, these young athletes, I'll tell you what, they are doing a nice job, especially this early part in the season, being very disciplined at the plate for both sides. And that's going to make it very competitive here in the Big East for all these teams.
Briggs taking off one sign for Pressler. Finally settles in. A 1-2 here to Carson Henry. Off speed, it bends in there for the called strike three. What a pitch there by Cooper Briggs. He records two strikeouts in the inning. The Redhawks strand two. 3.5 in, 3.5 to go. 5-3, Jeff West leading here on KMZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Are you looking for a fun family activity, something that keeps you active, boosts confidence, and teaches lifelong skills? Then martial arts are for you. At Hello Martial Arts, we have taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga self-defense training. Anyone can do it. We also have regular camps, courses, and events. Find out more at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Going to the bottom of the fourth inning here on a KNCA. Jeff West hosting Hiawatha here today. Tigers leading it 5-3, Crendon Prophet. Red Hawks all three of their runs in the first. Jeff West all five of their runs in the third inning. And coming up here leading things off, Brody Thielen. So you got 3, 4, and 5. Here in the Jeff West lineup, that meaty portion leading things off with a two-run lead halfway through.
Yeah, both teams have gotten to their both respective relief pitchers. So, you know, it's time to get some work here on both sides, of course. But, and Jeff West, what a great third inning there for them. They got a 9 through the order in it, and they're definitely going to look to try to send just as many here in this next one.
At Jeff West, that 5-run third inning sent 11 to the plate. And an 0-1 count here on Thielen. Now he nubs this one to Jensen at short. Again, a vacuum cleaner over there. He makes the play. Over to Steven Morgan in time, and one up, one down here in the fourth.
Number 12, Cooper Watkins.
So here's Cooper Watkins, of course, pitched the first three innings at 4 strikeouts. Gives him 10 in that category early on this season. But he's been just as good at the plate, maybe a little better. 2 RBI knock in the third, a walk in the first. And facing Cooper Kreider in relief of Lancaster, who got the start today for Hiawatha. First pitch in there called strike, and it's 0-1 on Watkins. Out of the windup is Kreider, the pitch. Off speed and in there for a called strike, and quickly 0-2. Gahan in the on-deck circle for Jeff West. Both these teams 2-0 to start the young season. Jeff West defending Big East champs. Here's the 0-2 by Kreider, a little bit off the edge. And now 1-2 here on Watkins.
Yeah, just trying to find a chaser to the outside, opposite side of the plate there, the batter. See if maybe he tries to come up and maybe go for the inside pitch.
Jeff West, they won the Bishop Ward Regional Tournament last year. Wins over Wellsville, Heritage Christian, and Perry LeCompton to get them to state for that first-round loss to Sabetha. 1-2 missing low. 2 balls, 2 strikes here on Watkins. Base is empty, 1 out here in the home fourth. Jeff West batting, leading it by a score of 5-3. 2-2. Hit out towards the gap and right center. Hageman teeing it up, eyeing it up. Couple steps to his right. He'll make the catch. And quickly 2 down in the inning.
Yeah, that was a nice deep shot out to right field at Hageman. Again, talks about the win. It's a little cooled down a little bit, but so not too out of a grab there for Hageman right there.
So a ground out and a line out. Here is Skahan, who is 1-for-1 with a walk. Got a single and a run scored in the 5-run third. Now meeting on the hill, and here's Hiawatha, might be making another pitching change here with 2 outs and nobody on in the bottom of the fourth. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll continue our coverage of high school baseball right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Forrest Kreider, the new pitcher here for Hiawatha. Red Hawks go on to their third here today on the mound. Right now, Jeff West batting in the bottom of the fourth with a 5-3 lead, two outs and nobody on. So Cooper Kreider, nice job in relief. He'll take the spot of Stephen Morgan at first base defensively. And Forrest Kreider's first pitch to Brady Skahan in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Kreider's next pitch is a ground ball to Jensen. He can't get there, and it's out in the left field for a base hit. Hot shot. And Skahan with a two-out single. He's reached in all three of his at-bats here today.
Yeah, that was a hard play for Jensen to try to make. He has that glove on his left hand. He stretched across his body, but just couldn't snap it there. And again, that's a little credited to the wind, kind of pushing there that ball to his right side. But overall, just that's a nice knock, get himself on base with two outs and Skahan.
Here's Colin Croson, who steps in. Two outs, man at first. 5-3, the Jeff West lead here in the home fourth. Forrest Kreider sets, fires, fastball, and it's in there for a strike. Now, Croson has last at bats. It's ground out, but produced an RBI. Also has a ground out back in the first as well. So 0-2 with an RBI. Croson here today. Here's the 0-1. Runner takes off, a little bit up and in. Throw by low, and it one hops into second base, but not in time. It's a steal for Skahan. Now with two outs, runner in scoring position.
I'll tell you what, we just got the mini dust bowl there on the mound. All the dirt just came flying off at us. But, yeah, that's a great steal.
That's what really kind of led the charge. Aggressive base running in that five-run third inning. See if this helps lead to a run, a 1-1. A heavy swing and a miss there by Croson, and he'll fall behind at 1-2. Again, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jeff West leading Hiawatha 5-3. Skahan, the runner at second base. Croson down in the count, 1-2. Now Forrest Kreider on the mound, takes some off, and a foul straight back into the netting. Now Cooper Knox in the on-deck circle for Jeff West, trying to add to a two-run lead here with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Both these teams back in action on Thursday in league play. This one is hit a mile up and out behind us. Another foul ball near the cars. Croson trying it again at 1-2. Now Jeff West impressive in the opener against Rossville last week, 10-2 and 10-1. And now they lead Hiawatha in their third game of the year, 5-3, halfway through. Forrest Kreider leaves one upstairs, and laying off of it was Colin Croson, and now the count even Stevens, 2-2. Skahan at second base, a two-out single, and then a steal, getting him into scoring position. Forrest Kreider's 2-2, and it goes right back again into the netting. Try it again at 2-2.
This is a nice at-bat for Croson. He's fighting really hard here. He's fighting pretty well in all of his at-bats, and really you can say that for all the batters here today. They've all fought pretty well, but this could be a very nice at-bat that could get some runs here extra for Jeff West.
Now Jeff West is deep of a 1-9, as you're going to find in the Big East this season. And this one is hit high in the air off the end part of the bat. Just a little looper out to the pitcher, and Forrest Kreider a couple steps off the mound. He'll make the catch. So Forrest Kreider, a nice job in relief. Keeps Skahan stranded at second base. It's high school baseball here on KNCA. Jeff West leading at 5-3, and the fifth inning is coming your way next.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Number two, Mike Jensen.
Back here in Ozaukee today. Jeff West, Hiawatha Baseball. We're having some fun. Right now the Tigers leading at 5-3 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman with you. Michael Jensen leading things off for the Red Hawks. First pitch by Cooper Briggs in there for a called strike, and the top of the fifth is a go.
Yeah, and this is the top of the order here for Hiawatha. Third time through, getting up to the top here, and the third time up to the plate from Mike Jensen. And this is a very dangerous zone part of the order, so it's going to be a really tough fight here for Briggs.
High fly ball out towards shallow left center field. Croson, the center fielder, takes a few extra steps in to make the catch. And again, fighting that win. Good communication out there, left side. And just like that, one up, one down here in the fifth.
Yeah, probably said it enough times to hit every finger on my hands, but all the outfielders today have played really incredible, especially with the wind adjustments here. They've been very patient, disciplined, also with that sun coming out from the left side of them at the dawn. So, yeah, again, these kids, man, they're making some good adjustments.
Here's Diller stepping in once again. First pitch by Briggs. Hops up behind us into the netting. And it's been a nice day at the plate for Tegan Diller. A walk and a run scored in the first, and then a double. Well, he certainly hit the hardest hit ball of this game today. Kind of a two-hopper out to the warning track in left center, but ultimately stranded. And now he puts this one on a rope right out into left center for a base hit. Well, he's teed up a couple in his last two at-bats and a one-out single by Diller.
Yeah, well, he's been the real deal, let's be honest here. And he's been really great here today, his third time up on base. The last couple of years, whether it's been Legion Ball or covering Hiawatha, he's just been a big hitter in every game, and he's always making great plays at the plate.
So one on, one out here in the top of the fifth. Briggs going to chuck one over to first base. Watkins is over there defensively, and Diller was back in there safely. So Cooper Watkins started on the mound, pitched the first three innings. Briggs has been in there ever since. Next pitch. Now Pressler, a throw down to first, and not in time. Boy, pretty close over there. Been really impressed with Pressler behind the dish.
Yeah, almost had
nearly a caught Diller off guard. But either way, it's 0-1.
Yeah, almost had a,
or one ball, one strike, bigger part.
Yeah, almost had a back pick there. And Pressler, he's definitely got the arm strength to do that.
Correct myself again. The 0-1 is in there a little bit upstairs. And 2-0. Got to correct myself three times. Going off the scoreboard. But 2-0, beg your pardon, the count here on Lancaster with Diller at first. That one's upstairs. They get three balls, no strikes, with Kreider in the on-deck circle. Now the Red Hawks trying to rally here. They're down 5-3. It's been a good one here today. Next one by Briggs. 3-0, taken all the way, and it is a called strike. Now 3-1 here on Lancaster. Struck out in his first at-bat, lined out to left. In his second at bat of the day, he's 0-2. And he takes another called strike. And maybe the cardinal sin of believing it was going to be ball four and kind of a little lean over to first, but now has to gather as Briggs has come back with two nice pitches to get it from 3-0 to 3-2. Diller at first. Briggs will step off, reset. Top of the fifth inning here in Ozaukee. Jeff West 5, Hiawatha 3. Red Hawks have a runner at first with one out in the inning. 3-2 is upstairs, ball four. So a good at bat. Briggs came back strong to make the count full, but Lancaster walks, reaching base for the first time in this one, and now first and second for the Red Hawks. Still only one out in the inning.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to get a mound meeting here for Jeff West. He'll chat here to Briggs.
Well, again, it's been a fun one here today. Let's see what maybe Jeff West does. If they keep Briggs on the hill, it appears they will make a pitching change. So both teams now on their third pitcher of the afternoon. We'll dissect it, figure it out. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Jeff West leading at 5-3 here on KNCA.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jeff West going to their third pitcher in this game. It's Brody Thielen who toes the slab for his final few warm-up tosses. And coming into a challenging spot here, KP. Hiawatha down two at 5-3, but the Redhawks two runners on, one out in the inning. And it'll be Cooper Kreider stepping in. And Thielen again trying to hold this lead here for the Tigers.
Yeah, well, you know, right now Hiawatha, they're just finding that discipline they have very early in the game here at this at-bat. And again, they're kind of getting deep now into the order. Both teams on their third pitcher. So this is the time if you want to try to, you know, get yourself back up on the board, you definitely can.
Thielen, a right-handed thrower. And Kreider, the right-handed hitter. Again, two on and one out. First pitch, it is hit shallow right side. Just foul. Okay, the wind pushing it. Kind of lost it in the air for a second down that right field line. He had three Jeff West Tigers converging over there, but unable to get there, and it's a strike number one.
Yeah, right here after Kreider, you got Hageman coming up, who, by the way, back in that first inning had a two RBI double. So, you know, after you get past this guy, you're definitely going to have a big hitter coming up. You're going to have to face in the right fielder in Hageman.
Diller at second, Lancaster at first. Thielen will throw over to first. Boy, it was caught right on the left hip of Lancaster and then Watkins' glove. Boy, bang, bang over there, but the umpire in the infield says safe. Heck of a turn and throw there by Thielen. Nearly got an out. Looking back at second. Now he throws to second. And Diller over there back in safely. So he's tried first and now trying second where the two runners reside. But the focus right now is Cooper Kreider with the count at 0-1. Tigers leading at 5-3 in the away fifth. Thielen sets, kicks, fires, fastball, and in there for a strike outer edge. It's 0-2. So again, KP, kind of strategic, both teams on their third pitcher of the game, and we're just in the top of the fifth. Thielen kicks. Another one, went for the outside part. This one missed just barely.
Leaving me on the third pitcher, you know, it's a good mention here that that Thielen, he had nine strikeouts coming into the day, you know, to lead the team. So, and now Watkins owns that with 10 strikeouts. But, again, he's a good pitcher. And right there, he ties up Watkins now with 10 strikeouts.
That is a nice, heavy fastball. That is a swing and a miss by Kreider. And the first strikeout for Thielen in relief. But now two outs in the inning, and it's up to Ren Hageman, who had the big two-run double in the first. He struck out in his last at-bat. Two on, two outs. Red Hawks are down two here in the inning, and now a throw to second. And now we got a pickle. Between second and third, Diller is going to be in trouble, and he's going to be tagged out, and that ends the inning. It started with a very nice turn off the mound by Thielen. Diller gets caught in the pickle, ultimately tagged out after three throws back and forth, and that's a heck of an inning for Jeff West to get out of. So a couple stranded, ultimately one stranded in the inning for the Redhawks. We go to the home fifth. Jeff West leading this game 5-3. It's high school baseball on KMCA.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sun continuing to fight in and out of the clouds here today in Ozaukee. A nice, comfortable breeze from time to time. Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Bobby Inneking, our studio producer. KP, it's been fun, man. I mean, both teams have certainly had opportunities. Right now, the Tigers with a 5-3 lead, but... And Hiawatha for another inning, you know, a two-runner scenario with one out, and they squander it. But now down two as we go to the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal way to open up our baseball broadcasting schedule. Nice matchup, both teams, pitchers. You know, we've got a lot coming through here, but they've all been really nice. All these play appearances from these kids, they've all had really nice at-bats here. So, you know, no matter how this game finishes, it's been a fun one through and through here.
Cooper Knox leading off, and now on an 0-1, he's going to hit this very well out to the gap in left center field, and that one's going to one-hop the fence. It's going to be extra bases for the sophomore Cooper Knox, and a leadoff double for number 7 in the order for Jeff West here in the fifth.
Yeah, definitely unfortunate. He got that little bit of a win, but I think he was kind of dying down there. But I'll tell you what, that was a big hit out there to center left field. That's the second time we've seen that here out for Jeff West. They have 6 hits here today. They've been very strong with their at-bats. Knox, that's just his second knock here today. So, yeah, big hits here coming out of the Tigers.
So Cooper Knox at second base, leadoff double. It is Siler Monholland who is going to be pitch hitting here for Austin Knox. So a new batter and an opportunity here for Jeff West, runner in scoring position. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tigers trying to add to a two-run lead.
Yeah, and Forrest Crowder is up pitch right now. He's keeping his eyes back and keeping a look there. Cooper Knox says, because Jeff West, they've had 7 steals here today. They've been very efficient here at getting bases. So, you know, he's kind of looking back and forth there and making sure he's holding the runner.
Forrest Kreider, the pitcher right now for the Red Hawks. Here's his offering, and this is hit to the opposite field. Hageman, though, trying to fight that wind. He makes the catch. Long throw in, but it was deep enough to tag the runner in Cooper Knox from second to third. So a productive at bat for Siler Monholland off the bench. So that's the first out of the inning, and a runner at third. Here is Ryan Pressler. RBI knock opportunity. I think we're late enough where you could call this maybe a little insurance as we are in the bottom of the fifth inning here. Tigers are leading at 5-3. Forrest Kreider's first pitch a little bit off the plate, ball one. Pressler struck out today. He's also reached via an error. The runner at third is Cooper Knox. Here's the pitch. High fastball missing, 2-0.
I mean, yeah, you're right. There's only 6 more outs. You get on the high walk. This side just want to maintain this lead here, especially, you know, you go into that, you know, 6th, 7th inning when you get your next at bat potentially.
2-0 pitch here by Kreider. And boy, nice bender there. It's in there on the inside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Important to get this one either way because, again, the top of the order. And Corbin Mayer standing in the on-deck circle. And both teams scoring all of their runs in one inning. Red Hawks all 3 in the first. All 5 for Jeff West in the third. Goose eggs across the board everywhere else. As now Pressler sitting in a comfortable spot at 3-1. Let's start it with Cooper Knox. and a leadoff double. A couple hopper off the fence in left center. Kreider's 3-1. It is a bunt going for the suicide squeeze, and it's going to bring the run in. They'll go for the out at first, and it's 6-3 Jeff West. Heady play by Pressler to drive in a run.
Yep, nice recognition, you know, with one out, and you got one to spare there. That's when you want to get aggressive, especially when you got a runner on third. So that was a great play by Pressler. Nice bunt down the right line that they gave a good opportunity there to get it away from where the runner was coming from on third, and gave a nice opportunity there to run in there for Knox.
So a run is in for Jeff West. They've doubled up their lead at 6-3. Six unanswered runs, by the way, for the Tigers. Now two outs, base is empty. First pitch to Corbin Mayer, a little bit high for ball one. Fourth at bat for him today. He has reached twice. Horace Kreider's next pitch, a called strike, belt high on a fastball, evens up 1-1. Now any insurance is good insurance, and speaking in baseball terms. Tigers getting a big one there. Horace Kreider's next pitch, off speed, missing a little bit up. And now 2-1. And Jeff West getting a crucial run here late, bottom of the fifth inning. Kreider lifts and fires, missing high with the fastball. And now 3-1 with Pollard in the on-deck circle. Right v. right matchup in this one. Here's the pitch. And got the late strike call in the inside corner. And Mayer with the Cal full at 3-2.
Yeah, Mayer, he looked like he was going to swing on that one at first, lift that left leg up, and then play right back down. Let off on the chase at the very end.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, base is empty. Here's the pitch, and this one's lifted up and out of play behind us. And we'll do it again. My guess would be 8 to 10 of those have gone into the parking lot, maybe more.
A lot of souvenirs.
A lot of souvenirs?
You can't kick them home, but if you could, it'd be a lot.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth inning, here's the pitch, and another foul off here to the right side. So battling here, Corbin Mayer. Base 3-2, two outs. Horace Kreider still pitching here for the Redhawks. Both teams have utilized three different pitchers here in this game today so far. Both teams enter 2-0. Early season lead testers for these two. Another 3-2 offering. Ground ball left side, barely foul. Quite the battle continuing here between Mayer and Kreider. Let's see who comes out on the winning side of it.
Yeah, it's been a very tough at bat here, but battling strong here is Mayer.
I feel like the breeze is maybe calmed down a touch, and right when I say that, it gusts up a little bit. Kreider taking his time here. Another 3-2 offering on the way to Corbin Mayer. Off speed, out in front. Another foul ball. Pretty good pitch recognition there by Mayer. Three or four consecutive foul offs here with the Cal full.
I'll tell you what, this is a very beautiful ballpark in a view. I mean, you look in the distance, you got the nice tree line, and of course, you got lots of geese flying in the distance as well as a nice lake.
There's an off-speed pitch, called strike three, outer edge, and a battle won there by Forrest Kreider. Gets Jeff West out of the inning, but they do get a run, an RBI by number nine in the order, Ryan Pressler. Jeff West doubles up their lead. It's now 6-3. We go to the sixth inning. It's high school baseball here on KMCA.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
For whatever life brings and whatever you do, the Farmer State Bank is here for you.
We're here for the hometown heroes.
We're here for the diesel mechanics.
For the first-time home buyers.
For the nurses.
We are here for the ag producers and farmers.
For the construction workers.
We're here for the teachers.
For the students.
We're here for the empty nesters.
We're here for our community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
And Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jeff West adding to their lead on Hiawatha in the bottom of the fifth. An RBI by Ryan Pressler. 6-3 Tigers as we go to the sixth inning here in Ozaukee. Brandon, Crendon, Bobby Inneking in studio. Appreciate it very much, man. It's been a fun one here today. But again, for Hiawatha, 6 outs to spare. You're down 3. All 3 of your runs scored in the first. You've been stymied ever since. But 2 opportunities here to battle back in this game down 3.
Yeah, and you know, here for Thielen, he's facing the bottom of the order here in this sixth inning, which means that for the top of the order, they only have one more chance to come through this game. So every at-bat and every plate appearance really matters here for every Hiawatha batter that's going to come up.
Brent Hageman takes strike number 1 here by Brody Thielen. Thielen, third pitcher here for Jeff West today, again nursing a 3-run lead. This one kicks back in front of us into the backstop. 1-1 here on Brent Hageman, who had a 2-RBI double in the first, strikeout as well in the fourth. Next pitch by Thielen, low and inside, and now 2-1. I'm always going to call it out, KP, and I think I mentioned it in his first at-bat. Always going to call someone out the old-school style and the no batting gloves. Mad respect to Hageman. There's a big swing and a miss. Evens up 2-2.
Yeah, it's just something you feel like you don't see much. It's kind of like a wide receiver when you don't see him with gloves. It
right.
Kind of feels a little uncanny, but you got to really love and respect the athletes and young kids who can do that.
2-2, got him inside. Awkward swing, missed everything, and a good start for Thielen in the inning with a second strikeout. Boy, just tied him up inside and Hageman down for out number 1 here in the sixth.
Yeah, 11 strikeouts on the season. Thielen, he's a great strikeout pitcher early on in the year. He'd probably like to continue that, but it's because he's got a good fastball, and he's a nice job of really framing around the plate with his pitches. But overall, man, he's looking like a solid pitcher, especially for the relief in the third to come up.
Oh, we got a pitch hitter here for Hiawatha. Leighton Moore taking the spot. Braylon Steven Morgan here. He takes one up and inside for 1. Steven Morgan was 0-2 today, but Leighton Moore getting his first at bat here in the sixth. Thielen missing with the fastball outside, makes it 2-0. Now Leighton Moore, certainly a key cog in that incredible basketball season. Key piece off the bench for the Red Hawks, and he takes one just a touch upstairs, and he's worked quickly a 3-0 count with Brenner Lowe in the on-deck circle. But just 5 outs to spare for the Red Hawks. There's a swing and a miss at 3-0. He was definitely taking a shot at that one. Thielen blew it by him with the fastball, now 3-1.
Like you said, Bita, once you're on the 3-0, you have the opportunity to green light yourself and try to take some swings.
Here's the 3-1. Another fastball. Maybe a little north of the belt, but it got the strike. And from 3-0 to 3-2, Thielen battling back here in the top of the sixth inning with nobody on and one out. Thielen's next pitch. Got him! 3 consecutive fastballs. That one just crunched the outer part of the plate. And that is a big second out here in the inning.
Yeah, phenomenal strikeout there for Thielen. Just a nice job being able to bounce back from that early 3-0. Came back, gave some different style pitches there. And overall, man, that was a nice little KO.
Now, Thielen has seen 3 batters. He has struck out 3 batters in relief. And now Brenner Lowe takes a called strike. He'll fall behind 0-1. Well, we mentioned it, Thielen had 9 strikeouts coming in. Now give him 12 on the year. Ooh, front part of a car took that foul ball pretty heavy there. Lowe launched it out of play, and Lowe quickly down in the count 0-2. Chance to strike out the side here in the sixth. For Thielen, see if he can do so. He's got Lowe in a tough spot, 0-2. Here's the pitch. And he just blew it by him with the fastball again. Velocity next level for Brody Thielen. He has faced 4 in relief. He has struck out 4 in relief. We go to the home six here on KNZA. Jeff West leading it 6-3.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now the story for Jeff West in relief, Brody Thielen coming out. Third pitcher being utilized here today, KP, for Jeff West. He has faced all of just four batters, and he had four strikeouts. So Jeff West, bottom of the sixth coming up, trying to add some insurance as they lead Hiawatha 6-3.
Yeah, Thielen, he came out nice, solid, three straight strikeouts. He has four straight right now. Man, he is just on a dominant roll, and he's got nice velocity behind his pitch. Overall, though, it's a really nice strategy on Coach Stevie on putting him in kind of the later portion of this game, the latter half. I assume he's maybe going to close out the game there in the seventh. Wouldn't be too surprised if you saw him come back out and pitched out that top. So, you know, for Jeff West, it's about adding some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth and then probably giving the chance for Thielen to pick up that closing victory there. So, yeah, I think overall, though, man, this has been a really nice drawn-out game from Jeff West. You know, it wasn't the strong start they could have wanted, but after scoring the five runs in the third inning, they really started to find some patience, some confidence, and overall, everything is clicking.
Well, Leighton Moore, the fourth pitcher being used in this game for Hiawatha. Of course, we saw him taking at bat in that last half inning and struck out against Thielen, but Leighton Moore going to try to keep this in a three-run game as Jackson Pollard will lead things off. So Leighton Moore in relief going to have to face 2, 3, and 4 in this Jeff West lineup, starting with the right fielder Jackson Pollard, who has walked and scored, ground out and a strikeout as well. First pitch and a foul straight back off the net, low with the catch, but it's strike number one.
I just point this out, but I've spawned our second dog in the park. It's a little mini Aussie, and it's
okay.
You won't be able to pet that one, too.
For the folks at home, I was petting the dog in between the last inning. Anytime one gets close, I will ask, can I pet your dog? And if they say no, it will be no. But it was an emphatic yes, and I appreciate it very much. Next pitch, a little bit high. It's 1-1 here. As Leighton Moore pitching here for the Redhawks. We'll have one more opportunity. They want to at least keep it no worse than three. Off speed there to Pollard, missed inside, now 2-1. So it started with Lucas Lancaster. Cooper Kreider came in, also Forrest Kreider. A couple relief innings for the Redhawks, and now here in the sixth, it's Leighton Moore, who just missed outside, and it's 3-1 here on Pollard. And Jeff West, the big inning in the third, 5 runs, 4 hits. They added one in the fifth. And Hiawatha, again, all three of their runs way back in the first. And now this is hit on a frozen rope out to center, but again, the wind helping it a touch, and Roth played it well. Playing back on Pollard, and again, played well. The catch was made by Roth for out number one.
Yep, the outfielders have continued to have a very efficient day, and that continues.
Here's Brody Thielen, has faced four batters on the mound in relief and has struck out all four. And offensively today, a walk plus an RBI single and a run scored. Pretty good day for Thielen. Takes one low for ball one. With Watkins in the on-deck circle. Base is empty, one out here in the home sixth inning in Ozaki. There's a fastball and swinging a little bit late, missing all of it with Thielen, 1-1.
Yeah, and he's a senior. He's got a lot of experience, both on the pitching side here, on the hitting side. He brings that experience to his team, and that's why he's trying to help Jeff West squeeze this win out here in the end.
Here's the pitch by Moore. Off speed, missing up and in. And two balls, one strike here on Thielen. Now Thielen, an all-league selection last season. Certainly a key part that league championship season. Moore missing outside with the fastball here. Now 3-1 on Brody Thielen. Watkins in the on-deck circle. Of course, we got the finishing touches on this one here. Two will play a second in the doubleheader a little bit later on tonight. Both these teams right back in league action on a Thursday this week. 3-1 was a called strike. Full count now on Thielen. Jeff West leading at 6-3. Here's the pitch. And it's a little bit outside. Ball four. Good at bat for Thielen once again. His second walk taken today. And has reached base in three of his four at bats. So here's Watkins, who has reached twice. Two RBI single in the third. Also a walk way back in the first. So one on, one out. That's where we see the courtesy runner come back in. Going to take the spot of Thielen for a third time. Max Tuck being utilized in the courtesy runner category. So Thielen walks. Max Tuck will take his spot over at first base. One out in the inning. Watkins getting ready to step in here. Jeff West leading it by three. All six of their runs unanswered. The Redhawks got out to a 3-0 lead early. Jeff West kind of controlling the pace since. There's a throw to first, and picked off at first was Tuck. He's out. Leighton Moore with the pickoff move, and just like that, two outs in the inning.
And Jeff West has been very disciplined today on the bases. Again, seven steals, but that time, just a great recognition there by Leighton Moore, and then that quick turn, the zip to first base, and of course the nice little pickup there by Lancaster to make that quick grab and touch.
That wipes the slate clean, and the first pitch here to Cooper Watkins, missing inside for a ball. Bottom of the sixth inning here in Ozaukee. Again, the sun kind of working its way in and out of the clouds here today. The breeze has been pretty consistent as well. 1-0, catching the upper end part of the box, and a called strike. It's 1-1. Mentioning both teams right back to it in league play on Thursday after today. Jeff Wetzel, beyond the road at St. Mary's. There's an off-speed pitch called strike, and it's 1-2 here on Watkins. And then mentioning Hiawatha, they'll be back at home taking on Riley County. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's Moore's pitch off speed, just catching a piece, fouling it away. Was Watkins, so we'll try it again at 1-2. Now we say it's, you know, every sports season, football, basketball, volleyball. It's like, man, the Big East is going to be fun, right? I don't think it's any difference, baseball and softball this year. And Leighton Moore with a strikeout there. Fastball blew it by Cooper Watkins, and that retires the side. So Moore, good job in relief. He'll face the minimum, but Hiawatha, they got work to do. We go to the seventh. Jeff West leading at 6-3 here on KMCA.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, Topeka, and online at dsbks.com, member FDIC.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The been a fun one today on KNZA. Appreciate Bobby back in our studios. Friend and Prophet, Brandon Sabin with you. Excited to be here in Ozaukee today. KP, it's the final opportunity for Hiawatha, trailing Jeff West 6-3 as we go to the seventh. Well, they got to go through Brody Thielen, who's pitched to four batters here in relief and has four strikeouts. As we get going in the seventh inning, Alex Ross going to lead it off in the first pitch low for ball one.
A nice thing here for Hiawatha after Alex Ross. Your resident bat day at the plate, you go right back up to the top of the lineup here for Hiawatha.
This is popped up high on the infield, left side, and the shortstop, Cooper Knox, secures the catch and the out. And that's the first out here in the seventh inning.
Because as I mentioned, that you get to go back up to the top of the order, which has a lot of great batters here. Carson Henry, he's been on base twice here. He's had a hit today. Mike Jensen, he's also dropped a single. And you got Diller, who's dropped a double. So, you know, again, these are some good hitters here coming up for Hiawatha.
First pitch, a called strike to Carson Henry from Brody Thielen. No balls, one strike. Jeff West trying to hold on here in game one. 6-3 our score. Here's a high chopper. Is it going to stay fair? It will not. Third base side. Fielded by Mon Holland, but having to come back is Carson Henry, and really going to have to fight as Thielen can kind of open up the bag here on the mound with the count 0-2.
Yeah, Tegan's a great pitcher. We saw him strike out the four first batters he faced, so definitely going to be a hard one to fight if you're Henry.
No balls, two strikes. Base is empty. One out here in the seventh. Jeff West by three. Here's the pitch, low and outside. Good eye by Henry, and it's 1-2.
I just got to mention that he can kind of dig into his bags here. He can move around the plate, manipulate, and see if he can try to draw something out from Henry.
And Thielen trying to shut the door. The 1-2. Got him with the bender. Called strike three. Inner part of the plate. And just like that, Redhawks down to their final out.
Yep, right out of the bag of tricks there. Nice in bender. And I think that, again, you just continue to see the display of skill here for Tig and all the kind of pitches that he can kind of pull out of his tool belt right there, nice in the corner.
Now Thielen has struck out five of the six batters he has faced here in relief. And the first pitch, fastball missing outside to Jensen, and it's up to Jensen to try to keep this thing moving. Hiawatha trailing here in the seventh, 6-3.
Yeah, he's 1-for-3 today, had a single on his first at-bat in the game. He's popped out center field last two times, so he's got to have a big one here.
Fastball missing low by Thielen. Two balls, no strikes here on Michael Jensen. A 6-3 Jeff West lead. Both these teams entered today 2-0. And Jeff West on the verge, just one out away here from closing this thing out. But Jensen has worked. A 3-0 count here on Thielen. And the 3-0. And it's a little bit high, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Jensen, and that keeps the game alive for Diller.
14,
the first base runner that Thielen is allowed in relief. And Diller at least needs to get on base, and then you have an opportunity to at least get the tying run up to the plate. Seventh inning here in Ozaukee. 6-3 Jeff West. One on and two outs here for Hiawatha. First pitch to Diller off speed, but in there for strike one.
Well, Diller has reached base every time he's came up. So, again, he's been very disciplined today, and he's definitely going to have a big at-bat here.
A double, a single, and a walk. So very productive for the senior today, Tegan Diller, but he's got to be productive again at this at-bat with the game on the line. One ball, one strike. Runner at first, Michael Jensen. Thielen sets. Fastball outside. Pressler, I think, tried to throw the first and kind of popped out. Landed in between him and Thielen.
He lost the throw. I think it kind of slipped out of his hand on accident.
So Diller, two balls, one strike. He's got the favor right now in the count for a moment. Tigers trying to win their third straight to start the year. They're one out away. Thielen's 2-1. Off speed, high into the air, but foul territory. Nice catch off the hop by a fan behind us, and it's two balls and two strikes. One lucky fan's going home with the game ball. They're like, nope, we need it back. Chance for Thielen to end it. 2-2 the count on Diller. Jensen at first base. Here's the pitch. Who went at him with the high fastball, and holding on was Diller. Count runs full with Lancaster in the on-deck circle.
It all comes down to a full count.
Jeff West 6, Hiawatha 3, top of the seventh inning. Jensen at first base, two outs. Thielen sets the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Game over. Boy, what an effort out of the bullpen today for Brody Thielen. A strikeout ends the game, and Jeff West is 3-0 to start the year. Post game, and we'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local shelter agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Is your truck or trailer ready for the road ahead? Trust Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha for dependable service you can count on. From brakes and alignments to DOT inspections, diagnostics, and major engine repairs, they handle jobs big and small. With over 100 years of combined experience, their skilled team gets you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let downtime cost you money. Call Floyd's Truck Repair at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha today and drive with confidence.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatments to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jeff West baseball out to a 3-0 start to the season. They win the first game here today against the Hiawatha Redhawks. Final score 6-3. Post game on the air. Curtin and Profit, Brandon Tabin, Bobby Inneking in studio. A little extended post game here. Got to pay the bills here on MSC. But KP, it didn't matter. Jeff West, they spot Hiawatha 3 runs in the first. Does not matter. They win it 6-3 and stay undefeated early on in the season.
Yeah, Jeff West had a really nice game. You know, you mentioned that first inning that was really solid for Hiawatha. They came out. I mean, the three senior leaders, Henry, Jensen, Diller, all getting up on the board. But then Jeff West bounced back. They were able to get runs on, five runs in the third off four hits and two errors, crucial errors by Hiawatha, one that started the inning and one closer to the end of it. Jeff West still left three on base to end the inning, by the way, but then some insurance that was added on near that fifth. But you know, you look at some stats here on this game. Jeff West overall, I mean, 6 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 6 left on base, 7 steals, 2 extra base hits, 2 doubles. And, you know, the phenomenal performance also you saw from Brody Thielen today with the 6 strikeouts. He reached base 3 times, 2 walks, as well as a single scoring run and a steal. So for him, I mean, he'd be a player of the game if we had one here. But I'll tell you what, this was a great game overall by Jeff West, and they fought early adversity. And this is a team that, you know, last year they won the Big East title, and this is the level of play they're going to have to keep playing at if they want to go for that run again this year.
Yeah, and obviously these two are going to play another one here in about 25, 30 minutes or so. Obviously, we're about to wrap things up here with our broadcast. And Ozaki, we'll continue our conversation. We got to take another time out. We'll get Crendon's thoughts again on the outcome here today. We'll let you know where we're going to be on Thursday. We'll be back on the softball side. Our next broadcast on Thursday afternoon, but we'll wrap things up here after another timeout. Again, the baseball final here today, Jeff West winning it 6-3. We'll close things out right after this on KMCA.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again, Bobby Enneking in studio here today. Krennan Prophet, Brandon Tabman, one final time here in Ozaukee. Again, the final score, first baseball broadcast of the year, Jeff West improving to 3-0. Big East League champs after sweeping Rossville last Thursday. They win the first game here today. Again, final thoughts, KP, 6-3 over Hiawatha.
Yeah, I gave quite a bit of thoughts there about Jeff West, but just kind of switching things over and talking about the Redhawks. Of course, as a Hiawatha team, they came off a really nice basketball season. They got a lot of athletic boys. I kind of mentioned there the start of the order there. Carson Henry, Mike Jensen, Sagan Dillard started the game off. The three and only runs of the game. But, again, this is a team that did finish five hits at the end of the day, and they had six left on base. But they had two really kind of crucial errors there in that third inning. I wouldn't say that played a whole lot into it, but again, you kind of clean up maybe those errors. You might see a little tighter of a game, maybe 4-3, maybe 5-3. But regardless, you know, Hiawatha, they played a nice game, and they played against a very tough team, a tough Big East team. And that's, you know, what you want, especially in this early part of this season. We talked about it with Hiawatha last year. They had a, you know, strong start, 6-5 midpoint this season. Then they were on a rough stretch. They lost their last 11 games of the season last year. But this year, they have a lot of great seniors returning. They have a big upperclassman set. So I think tonight, you know, you saw a lot of good stuff. I think you're just going to, again, just need to prove a little bit there on the pitching side. And, you know, and that will come with confidence as the season goes on as well. And then also to be able to keep those bat hot throughout the game and just not on the initial hit from the get-go. So, but overall, man, these are two really great Big East teams. I think you said it earlier that it's always exciting to call it Big East, whether we're talking basketball, football, track, wrestling, whatever you want to say it. It's always a fun time. It's a competitive league, and these two teams are going to battle it through the year.
Well, the defending champs, Jeff West, now 3-0 on the year and 3-0 in league play as well. Hiawatha taking their first loss in this one this afternoon. They are now 2-1 and 2-1 in league play. Again, appreciate Bobby in studio, Krennan Prophet hanging out with us here today in Ozaukee as well. If you're in the area, these two are going to play one more. Come on out. Our broadcast is done here today, but still an important second game. If Hiawatha can obviously come back, win that second game, they'll take the split. They would love to take the split against the league champs, but Jeff West trying to sweep this one here this afternoon as they'll play another one here in about 15 or 20 minutes. But that's going to wrap it up for us here today. Again, Thursday, back on the softball side, we'll be in the Big East. Of course, last week we were over at Valley Falls. We'll be in Sabetha as they take on Perry Lecompton Thursday afternoon. We'll have that one for you on the softball side beginning at 4:30 on KNTA. Again, the final tallies here today, Jeff West winning it over Hiawatha. 6-3, the final score. Jeff West, 6 runs, 6 hits. They left 7 men on base. Hiawatha in the loss, 3 runs, 5 hits. They left 7 on base as well. For Bobby, for KP, Brandon Tabman signing off. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball Today here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.